Well, Sam, the share market seems to be in a bit of a holding pattern at the moment. Is this due to overseas influence or more influences on perhaps home news?
Yeah, it certainly has been in a holding pattern. I think the market is flat in March to date. But whether it's a overseas influence or local-based news, well, yeah, they are interrelated. I think it's more likely home news, which hasn't been particularly strong this month. So examples of that include Fletcher Building and then some of the, I guess, weakening residential property market data that we have seen. I guess the level of ownership as well of by overseas investors of our market does mean that what is happening globally is still very, very important, and the relative attractiveness of our market compared to what those investors may see as opportunities offshore is also important. So, I mean, Trump and some of the macro news elsewhere has been a bit more positive as well. So, yeah, the holding pattern is, I think, a very fair outcome for the month.
Do you sense that the market's becoming increasingly more cautious?
I think, yes, in some points, and we are seeing, I guess, cash build up by investors. We have seen dividends paid by a number of companies this month and really watching for them to be reinvested into the market. But I think what we're seeing is a strong economic environment in New Zealand, but some of our companies are really failing to capture the upside that this presents. So Fletcher's being an example of that. So there is a reasonable level of cautiousness out there.
As you mentioned, Fletcher's has taken a battering as expected after its earnings downgrade recently. Do you think the management situation has it contained?
I think it's still very difficult to say whether it has been contained or not. I think they're certainly very aware of it and have made changes to the management of that construction business where the issue arose. But naturally, that business has large contracts at low margin. Any cost overrun, especially if the nature of the contracts, it puts any cost escalation back onto the head contractor, back onto Fletcher's, is difficult to manage in the environment where we're starting to see shortages of labour in parts. So particularly, I think the subcontractors that Fletcher's might be using, the price escalation there can be a challenge for them to manage in the future. But I think they're very, very aware now of what the issues are.
Do you think that CEO Mark Adamson is on borrowed time given the severity of the downgrade?
Again, it is hard to say. I think we are certainly very disappointed with the performance of the company. Fletcher's is essentially a large portfolio of building materials and construction-related businesses, and I think the downgrade did highlight that the monitoring of the performance of each of these individual business units is quite difficult for the senior management team. Removing a CEO from any large listed company like Fletcher's is that it does create a pretty large void in leadership for an extended period of time while they find a new candidate. So potentially up to a year. In addition, if there's also not an internal candidate selected, you can often see more than one person, one senior person, leave the business as a result. So we are fairly disappointed, but I'm hoping to engage with the company around it.
Now, turning our attention to Tegel, the share price also looking pretty sickly at the moment. The shares are down from their high of 178 in August last year to around 115 this week. What's behind that?
Yeah, Tegel has certainly been weathering a storm. Its domestic business largely has been doing it quite tough. There's a decent level of oversupply of chicken in the local market here following changing of a few large supply contracts last year. And as a result, we've seen chicken prices fall substantially. So the recent Stats NZ data published in February showed pricing for poultry down 10% versus the prior month last year. So that's a material challenge for them to manage. The issue first sort of came to light when they reported their result in December last year. And then since then, we've seen Ingham's as well comment that of challenging conditions in New Zealand. So that has been weighing on the share price, I believe.
Now, the company has forecast further growth in international markets. That was, you know, one of the key propositions in their IPO. Will that be key to any rebound in sentiment, do you think?
Yes, I think that would certainly help sentiment towards the stock. It would potentially address some of the oversupply issues if they could shift some of the volume that is going into the domestic market offshore and see a lift in pricing. I believe it's nowhere near a given that they will achieve international growth. It's likely to be one large contract out of Australia or further afield up into Asia. Tegel have flagged to investors that they are working towards this, but it's certainly not a given that they will achieve it.
Do you think investors are starting to question the IPO disclosure documents?
With the IPO, Tegel essentially came out with a forecast of profitability based on assumptions around volume and pricing. Both of those were for increased volumes and increased pricing over the coming year, and clearly that pricing assumption proved to be not quite right. So there is a fair level of questioning from investors over the achievability of the forecast that the company put out.
Now, on a more positive note, Gentrack is having a good run after a faulty start as a listed company. What did you make of the company's decision to buy UK company Juniper Systems and paying $79 million for it?
Yes, the market certainly has reacted positively to this one. The deal really provides Gentrack with a critical mass in the UK. So Juniper is primarily a company focused on new entrant and SME electricity retailers, providing billing systems to them. Gentrack's own Velocity platform targets a bit more of a larger customer base on average. But combined, I think the two businesses will have the potential to become a market leader in the UK with that differentiated offer. They still have some big competitors in the likes of Oracle and SAP, but they focus largely on the bigger end of retailers. The UK utilities market is facing some decent deregulation as well at the moment, which is opening up the opportunity for small retailers like the ones that Juniper targets to take market share. So this acquisition, yeah, is certainly positive for the company and provides increased ability to take on that deregulation opportunity.